The executive director of the IEA, Mrs. Jean Mensah, has called on the media and politicians to focus on development issues in order to tone down the political tension in the run-up to the 2012 elections. Mrs. Jean Mensah told Radio Ghana that the first offenders are those who own radio stations and moderators in talk shows. She said it is only when decorum and objectivity are adhered to that acrimony could be reduced.
The media must be fair in their reportage, and they must investigate all stories before they put them out. And more importantly, I think that the media can shape the discussion in this country in such a way that will promote harmony and the necessary peace that we need as we go towards the election in 2012. And more importantly, I think there are lots of developmental issues that the media could also focus on. And in our day-to-day, you know, discussions on TV and radio and so on, it will be necessary to have, you know, the media focusing on some of the challenges that we face and working with the policymakers to find solutions to resolve some of these challenges.
Are you satisfied with the exaggerations and the tension that is being created all over?
Not at all. I think that that was the essence of the workshop that the Institute of Economic Affairs held with senior media personnel and politicians over the weekend. I think that as citizens, we all have a role to play in ensuring that we have the necessary peace and stability in the country. And of course, there have been accusations on the part of both the media and the politicians, because the media sometimes assert that the politicians feed them with the stories. And then, of course, the politicians also say that the media men, particularly those who control some of the radio talk shows and so on, should be able to moderate in such a way that will promote the necessary peace and stability and decorum in the discussions. So we are not satisfied, and that's why we brought both parties to a workshop to enable us to find strategies to depolarize the atmosphere and to ensure less acrimony, reduce tension in the run-up to the election.
Were you satisfied with the level of coordination and understanding there? Because I find some of our colleagues exaggerating when they are publishing stories.
Yes, I think that the National Media Commission again should take up that role and to bring media, defaulting media practitioners to book. In our own way at the Institute, it's one of the projects that we are thinking about in the run-up to the elections to monitor the media and to release timely reports on some of these excesses. And we believe that if we are able to do this, and because we all have come together, both the media, senior important press houses, and then the politicians and the Institute on one hand, we can all work together to ensure that there's reduced polarization. And I believe that we can do this through the timely reports we issue on the activities within the media. And I'm sure that this would go a long way to reduce the tension and the polarization that has characterized the airways. We hope that we can release at least the first report in the next, you know, 3 months. These things take time, and we are setting up the structures to do that. And we are seeking the collaboration of the media so that they can understand where we are coming from. We are a neutral body, and we are just working towards peace in our country. And therefore, we'll do this in all neutrality and the independence that we have.
Executive Director of the IEA, Mrs. Jean Mensah.